Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more Reddit stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too, and let's crack on with today's first story. Much love, guys. Now, today's first story comes from Comfortable Love 8350 from the Am I the Asshole subreddit and says, "Am I the asshole for not allowing my daughter to significantly alter my wedding dress? My 44 female daughter, 25 female, is getting married later this year to her girlfriend, 27 female. I've always dreamed of walking her down the aisle. My husband passed when she was a child, and she enjoyed talking about a future wedding and playing bride when she was a child, picking flowers and colors and venues. She loved watching the videos of my wedding and seeing me and her father get married, and it was important in our bonding. When she was 13, I promised her my wedding dress. However, her clothing style is more manly. She began refusing to wear dresses or skirts when she was in her late teens, even trying to demand her school allow her to wear trousers, and it was difficult convincing her to wear dresses to formal events. She has gone through phases of wanting short hair, wanting to be a boy, and getting tattoos. I've always been very supportive of all of this, even when she met her girlfriend and proposed to her. I've encouraged her as much as I can. I am contributing significantly to the wedding. I recently called and asked her when she wanted me to bring over the dress, as it would likely need slight alterations, and she dropped the bombshell on me. She wanted to wear a suit and have my wedding dress altered to remove skirt portion so that the bodice could be worn with trousers. At first I agreed, but dragged my feet bringing the dress over. After a few weeks I changed my mind and told her that the dress was important to me. I didn't want her to ruin it. When I promised her the dress, it was because I thought she would wear it as a dress, and she will only get to wear it if it is a dress. I offered that her girlfriend could wear it as a dress instead, but my daughter said that would still be ruining it. Her girlfriend is a much larger woman than me, so it would need more altering. Has since not been answering my messages, except with saying that the dress would be a connection to her dad, so she is disappointed not to have it. I offered to go dress shopping with her for a replacement, but apparently some of our family think I'm stopping her having the dress because I disagree with her being masculine. Am I the asshole for telling her she can have it as a dress or not have it at all? I may be the asshole because I promised it to her, but that was when she was very young and before I knew she wanted to change it. Look, I'm not a tailor. I know nothing about dressmaking and altering or anything like that. One of the first thoughts in my head, you know, and this could be just like stupidly expensive and not work. Can you not like remove the top half and then put it back together again? I don't know if that works. Another thought is, couldn't you go like shopping together to find a bodice that's similar to the top half? Because quite frankly, I understand where OP is coming from, something that has got like huge sentimental value. And, you know, if you can't take it apart and put it back together again, for whatever reason, then I think I get not wanting to alter it in that way. You know, this is something that's got, like I said, huge sentimental value. I do understand. But then there's always this like little pragmatic part of me always says, you know, what's going to happen to it otherwise? It's going to sit in a box in a cupboard just gathering dust. But at the same time, I know many more people are more sentimental about things than I am. So I think OP should just, you know, open her heart to her daughter. Tell her what it means to her, why she doesn't want to part with it in that way, and find, you know, a solution that they're both happy with. But Training Dearest says, not the arsehole. You offer to lend or let her use your dress, not tear it apart in a way that destroys it forever. This dress is yours, with living, breathing memories attached to it. If it cannot be returned to you in its original state, then no, you are not the arsehole for changing your mind about this. You might need to ask a professional seamstress about what is possible. I'm sure you have other possessions that actually belong to her dad, and she may be able to incorporate one of them, or recreate your bouquet, cake, or something similar, if that connection is what she's seeking. Admas Dai says, or since the daughter likes to dress more masculine, why not wear something of her dad's? That would be even more direct connection than the dress. Organized Chaos replies that saying, good idea, especially because it confused me to read that daughter thinks using the dress gives her a connection to her dad. What? Didn't wear the dress, he stood next to it for a couple of hours. So what does that even mean? Bottom line though is that temporarily borrowing a wedding dress that carries a lot of sentimental value is not the same thing as butchering it to meet someone else's vision. Hope he has every right not to want to let go of her property and her memories. Yikes to the daughter for the disrespect for people and property, and marshalling the troops for a propaganda campaign instead of just getting on with plan B. Wonderful Kneecap says, basically you want your wedding dress to remain a dress and your daughter would like to incorporate it into her wedding outfit. But she doesn't want it to be a dress anymore. If you allow her to alter it, it will still be a family heirloom, but it won't be a vintage dress. I think you're within your rights to simply tell her that the dress has terrific sentimental value to you and that you'd like it to remain intact. Make sure her suit looks awesome though, not the arsehole. And one more comment which says, I'm really torn on stuff like this because a dress sitting in a closet for years, although a lovely memory, is just a waste. I currently have mine hanging in my closet because I can't bring myself to get rid of it either. If OP's daughter doesn't use the dress, it's not likely that any grandchildren will use the dress either. It isn't an heirloom. I fully get OP and I think it's their dress and their right to keep it intact, especially since they lost their husband and it's a memory to a happy day. But she needs to explain that to the daughter. Personally, my dress had a belt and I wore a headband and I keep them separate, so if my daughter or son wants to use either in their weddings down the road, they have some options for their something old or borrowed. Maybe OP has an element from the dress that can be utilized without hurting the integrity of the dress. She was married in the late 90s, so dresses were still pretty fabric heavy back then. So OP came in to update their post and they said, I posted recently about my daughter surprising me by wanting to turn my wedding dress into a suit, which I refused despite having promised her because the reality hurt me. I was upset and it made me feel better to see people agree with me. But the comments that made me upset made me think the most about the future and helped me empathize with my daughter. My daughter came over tonight and apologized for ignoring me, and explained that she had always thought she had been promised she could have the dress to own rather than borrow, though she was sad to have lost that dream. I apologize for if I ever come across as not supportive of her. As many comments said, I sounded homophobic, and I wanted to clear that I'm not. I respect and love my daughter. We talked about many things, especially my husband, how his presence could still be felt on the day. And my daughter felt jealous that her fiancé would get to share the day with both of her parents, while she has only a memory. We watched the wedding video again, it's been a few years, and cried a bit. We also had some wine, so I apologize if this is not completely clear. I told her that I hadn't realized how much giving up the dress would hurt, and I didn't think I could completely sacrifice it, and that I would talk to a tailor about if the dress could be separated and put back together and returned to me. But if not, then I would help her find a suit as an alternative and give her some of the dress's lining to use in it. I also surprised her with her father's wedding cufflinks to wear, as suggested by many commenters, and my veil in case her fiancé wanted to wear it, and she was extremely happy with this as a compromise. She asked if she could try the dress on just to see what it would look like. I will admit, I was hoping she would change her mind once she had it on. She let me do her hair and makeup however I felt like. She was laughing so hard because it reminded her of when I did her braids for school. She picked out things for me to wear too in her style too, just to see how I would look. We took pictures together and danced. She looked beautiful in the dress. It was like I'd always dreamed when she was my little girl. But she didn't look like herself. Suddenly, I knew a lot of you had been right. I hugged her and apologized and told her to take it and do whatever she wants. She's gone home now and some parts of me regret giving it to her. I've been teary putting away the photos, but more than that, I'm thankful that I got to see what I thought would happen and realize it wasn't right, and that I can say goodbye to the expectations I had for so long. My daughter is happy as herself, and it is an honor that she wants to share that with me. There's someone who quoted OP, the top comment that says, "She looked beautiful in the dress and it was like I'd always dreamed when she was my little girl. But she didn't look like herself," and then says, "This got me. It also tells me that you're a good mother and that you care about your daughter." I sat back a couple of minutes after reading that story and I was thinking about sentimentality and how we attach ourselves to objects and stuff. And, you know, I said in the previous part that I'm not sentimental. And I think it was a couple of videos ago I was talking about a dinner plate that I'm attached to that looked like an old World War One helmet. Oh, dearie me. What a burk you are, Mark. Anyway, do you guys have anything that you find particularly weird that you're sentimental about in your house, like my World War One dinner plate thing? It just reminds me of having curry with my family. I don't know why, with my mum and dad. Absolutely amazing times. But what do you guys make of this situation? Let us know your thoughts down in the comments below. And let's move on to another story.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
And our next story comes from the Am I the Arsehole Here subreddit from a deleted user that says, "Am I the arsehole for telling my stepkids I'm not their mum? My husband, 40 male, and I, 36 female, have been together for 8 years now, and our marriage has been rocky. When I met him, he had twins, boy and girl. I love them like they're my children. Since it's hard for me to have kids, they are mine. My husband and I tried for a baby last year and I became pregnant but had a miscarriage. But I think I'm just not meant to be a new mummy. The kids are 16. The husband's kids haven't seen their mum in years because she left them for a new guy in New York, which is so sad because they didn't get to have a relationship with her. The twins call me mum and everything. I do everything like a little family I always wanted. When I was younger, I always used to tell myself to not date a single father because they might be messing with the mother of their kids, but I took the leap of faith. The other day, my son and daughter wanted to go to the mall with their friends, which was fine because they go to the mall a lot with them. The argument started because of what she was wearing. She wore a very short skirt with a crop top and jeans jacket. Immediately told her no and to change her clothes because I didn't feel comfortable going outside like that. I don't even know where she got the skirt from because anything she gets from the mall, she gives me a haul. Her brother didn't even care what she was wearing and just rolled his eyes at me. She was pissed and upset. At the top of the steps, she screamed and told me I wasn't her mum, so I should stop acting like it. Her brother laughed and that made me feel even worse. So I asked him why it was funny to him. And he said that it's true. I'm not their mum, so I need to stop acting like I can tell them what to do. This felt like a slap in the face because I basically raised her and this is what I get. The past months, they've been saying horrible things to me. My daughter even told me it was my fault I lost the baby and she's happy I did. But the next day, I toughen up. I act like nothing happened that day. I would usually wake them up for school and make them breakfast, but this time, I didn't. I made myself breakfast because, like they said, I'm not their mum. My son had a basketball game that day, and I would be the mum to bring the snacks for the team, but I wasn't going. My daughter had a cheer competition 2 days after, but I wasn't going. I know you all might call me petty for this, and I wouldn't disagree with you. I've been getting up and ignored everyone. I could feel them staring at me every time. Last night, my daughter came up to me and asked me why I didn't show up to a competition. I told her I wasn't her mum, so why would I? I can already see that you're the arsehole. I raised my husband, kids and stuff. I told my husband what they said, but he brushed me off. I don't think our marriage is working out, and I've been thinking about divorce. I feel unappreciated in the place I call home. When I slave in the kitchen to make food, they order out instead, so I'm the only one eating the food. Was that too harsh? So, a commenter says to OP, not the arsehole, what did your daughter say when you told her why you didn't go to a competition? OP says, she said she was upset with me and that the whole time at the competition, she thought about our argument. And that's how she messed up in her routine, placing her team in fifth place. She said, if I didn't mention what she was wearing, she wouldn't have lost. Too old for this spit says, not the arsehole. I get the wise ass teen thing, but the way she treated you was way beyond that. Your husband should have backed you up. He should have stopped their crap when it started. While you're not their mother, he placed you fully in the mum role. And if he were a decent human being, he'd have put them in their place. He could probably get past the kids' behavior if their father backed you up and served up some real consequences. His lack of support for you speaks volumes. He doesn't care. I guess he thinks that since the kids are 16, all the hard work is done, so he doesn't need you anymore. You're still young. Get out and find some happiness for yourself. Susan Barron says, not the asshole, the kids and your husband can't have it both ways. You can't be mum only when they want something and then not mum when you set rules. It's a huge red flag that your husband doesn't care about this. You probably handle most kid related stuff, so now he needs to do it or it doesn't get done. Just be ready for the apologies and whatever they will say to get you to stay. And a final comment from Mud Enny, who says, not the arsehole. I'm guessing that they see the way their dad treats you and are following suit. I understand teenagers are arseholes, but the miscarriage comment was beyond arsehole level. That was just cruel and disgusting. I've had four stepmoms, and I was taught to respect all of them. The only time that I was ever out of line was with the second one. That's just another story because her and dad were just very toxic, and either on drugs or drinking. I don't understand being disrespectful to a step-parent, but to each their own. OP, you need to divorce and never look back. You're still young and have a whole life ahead of you. You deserve so much more than what you are getting. Hopefully you will file those divorce papers and leave your asshole husband and stepkids in the wind on your way to a better life. So, OP does come in the post with an update and says, I know everyone has been spamming to know the update and sorry I didn't make this sooner. I had to think about what was my next move. I tried to sit the kids down and talk to them along with my husband. My stepdaughter was basically on her phone the whole time, not even paying attention to what I said. Her brother surprisingly was listening and he apologized for laughing at the comment. He and his sister made. I asked her if she can apologize for what she said about my baby, but she brushed me off and again said the baby deserved it. My husband didn't do a thing when she said this. He sat down looking into space and I felt embarrassed, so I knew what I had to do. I told him I wanted a divorce and if he wasn't to act like I'm a stranger and disrespect me. At this moment, this was my first time getting his attention. He told me that wasn't the right decision and we could go to therapy. But when I mentioned that to him before, he didn't care. I know this is not the decision you guys thought I would have chosen, but I'm trying to figure out what I want for my life. He begged me not to take this route and I wanted to fold, but I know it will happen again. This is really hard. You won't even believe who cried. My stepkids had tears coming out of their eyes. I don't know if they were faking it or being serious. It broke my heart, but I can't keep living in a space I am not wanted. I'm staying with my mum for the meantime so I can get a break and clear my head because all this is too much. If I have anything else to say, we'll update you guys over here. It was a shock to me when my stepdaughter changed her demeanor and started saying sorry out of nowhere. I don't know if it's sincere or she's just ready for me to leave. Edited. I will be deleting this app so far as well. It's time to start a new life. I want to say thank you to everyone who gave me the advice over the days we shared. So a couple of the top comments after that one, Mountain Internal 996 says, this is actually what a lot of us had hoped for because you deserve so much more. Aside from stepson apparently, your feelings were still not being considered and continued to be disrespected up until you mentioned divorce. The fact that your husband had no reaction to the cruel thing his daughter said about your miscarriage, even when she doubled down, is mind-blowing, but says a whole lot. I know this will be hard at first, but you will come out of the other end so much happier. I wish you the best, OP. Lady says, I'm sorry you're dealing with this. Please know that this is the right decision. The kids and hubby are only crying because they lost their maid. Now they have to do everything themselves. You need to get out. Send him much love and hugs. Kitty's love says they're crying because when kids push boundaries, they expect to be pushed back, not to have everything explode in their faces. Their dad really let them down. A little bit funny says, to be abundantly clear, Opie has done nothing wrong. Only the husband has. The husband refuses to set boundaries with his kids. The husband is an absolute ass in this. Sit there when his daughter said that again. And then only trying to rectify the situation once Opie mentions divorce. What an absolute berk. And, you know, I'm not sure if it's true or what, but it felt to me, it was like soon as Opie mentioned divorce that the daughter started crying, that in that moment it's like, shit, what have I done? I know what she said is absolutely vile, toxic, cruel, especially to double down, not apologize or anything like that after. You're just trying to hurt someone with those words. And I think those teens are going to learn a very sad and painful lesson now. You know, Opie seemed to be the one that was caring for them, showing them the only real adult in their life. But their actions were all just too little, too late in the end. But now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? What would you do in Opie's shoes? Do you think Opie made the right choice? Let us know your thoughts. And just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, your support, your time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so, so much. And hopefully I'll see you in the next one. Take care and much love.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.